Aer Lingus Management and the Irish Airline Pilots Association are awaiting a Labour Court recommendation aimed at resolving their ongoing pay dispute. The industrial action by pilots has so far led to the cancellation of 548 Aer Lingus flights up until next Sunday. That's July the 14th. Let's speak to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. So, Brian, when is the ruling expected?
Audrey, to be honest with you, both sides in this kind of thought it might come on Friday, but they weren't really basing that on anything other than the fact that when the Labour Court met with them on Wednesday for its hearing, after that hearing concluded, the Labour Court said, "We'll be back in touch with you in the coming days with a recommendation." So certainly speaking to both sides on Friday, they thought it might have landed on Friday. It didn't. So I guess the strong expectation is that it will come today. It's worth pointing out that normally Labour Court recommendations can take quite some time, maybe days, maybe weeks. The sense with this dispute, however, was because the Labour Court had intervened under exceptional circumstances, because it is such a huge disruption to the travelling public, so many flights being cancelled, and because it's such a big dispute, if you will, on the political scene, and there's so much pressure to try to get this resolved, that that recommendation would come pretty quickly. So the sense is today, maybe tomorrow, but as I say, all sides waiting. Now, in the meantime, I guess you could say no harm that there's a bit of a pause, maybe no harm that there's a bit of a de-escalation, as it were. The Labour Court has asked that neither side ramp up this dispute while it awaits its recommendations. It's worth pointing out, though, however, that while there's no escalation right now, an ongoing work to rule by pilots, members of IALPA at Aer Lingus, that continues. That's indefinite. That's been underway now for almost 2 weeks. And it's that, coupled with one strike that we saw last month, that has led to that huge number of flight cancellations that you mentioned there, the number up to almost 550.
What form will the recommendation take, Brian? Will the court issue, for example, specific instructions to both parties, specific on a pay rise or not?
Yeah, look, I suppose we can look at the fact that the Labour Court actually looked at this dispute already, Audrey, and they looked at it back in April. They issued recommendations in May, and in that instance, they issued an interim recommendation. And yes, they did put a percentage figure on it. They recommended pay increases of 9.25% as part of an interim settlement. But they also said, look, you then need to go back. You need to go back to the Workplace Relations Commission and continue working out your issues. Worth noting as well, in that recommendation, earlier this year, the Labour Court also expressed concerns about the gaps between these two sides and spoke about how clear heads were needed and a fresh approach, pragmatism, common sense. The Labour Court clearly acknowledging several months ago that there was a problem here, that there was a gap. So yes, we are expecting some form of recommendation that will come somewhere on the pay side, possibly with further recommendations then in terms of what we think you should do next in terms of sorting out your differences, in terms of getting around the table again. And worth reminding people of the numbers, the big gap here. Pilots looking for pay increases of around 24% to compensate for what they say is inflation in recent years. They say they haven't had a pay rise since 2019. On the Aer Lingus side, they're saying if you get anything over and above the 12.25% that's been agreed with other groups of workers at the company, then there would have to be movement on flexibility and productivity. The pilots countering with that, however, saying, no, 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 any work practice changes mean that we are effectively paying for our own pay increase.
Brian, thank you very much. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent.